The trials of this world.
Ben back there just a few minutes ago, I said, you know, we're a blessed people just simply because of one thing, many reasons, but you can tell by one thing, and that is because we're still standing.
Amen.
In an hour when so many have fallen, right, the grace of God has kept us standing because every one of us have been pressed and pushed upon with all kinds of evils and everything.
Right.
But by the grace of God, we still stand. And I'm going to thank him for that, Brother Timothy. I'm going to thank the Lord for that and praise his name. Amen. Because he's done that. Amen. So we thank the Lord for his goodness to us. Let's go to Psalm 837 as Brother Dean gets ready to come. We fall down and we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Amen. That's what we want to do tonight. If we've got any victories, we want to give it all to him, right? Thank him for all that he's done for us. I want you to pull on the word tonight. We live in an hour where we need to take in every nugget, everything that God sends our way. We need to take it and consider it deeply. And don't let even one word pass over us just kind of lightly. But grasp these things. Take hold of them and say, God, this is for me. This is what you brought for me tonight. This must be what I need. Amen. And Brother Ben, if you go back to
mercy and love and the fear.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, truly, Father, tonight it is a great honor, Father, it's a great privilege, dear God, Lord, to be able to stand behind the pulpit once more, Father, Lord, declare the good news of Christ tonight, dear God. Lord, declaring, Father, that, Lord, the sinner can be set free tonight, dear God. Declaring, dear God, that, Lord, the sick can be healed tonight, dear Lord. But, Lord, declaring most of all, dear God, that Christ is in amongst us tonight, dear God. Lord, we're such a privileged people, Father, tonight to know those things, dear God. Lord, I ask, Father, that, Lord, as we come to you tonight, dear God, Lord, may we not come, Father, to see one another, dear God. May we not gather around the personality. May we not gather around this thing or that thing. But, Lord, may we come together, Father, Lord, in the unity of the Word tonight, Father. And, Lord, may we, dear God, Lord, may we offer up a sacrifice of worship, dear God. Lord, as the Word goes forth, dear God, Lord, may we be able, Lord, to agree with it, dear God. And, Lord, may we be able to pull, Father, from that gift, dear God, that you've laid on the inside of a vessel, dear God. Lord, there's nothing good inside us save Jesus Christ tonight, Lord. But, Lord, we want to come tonight, Father, Lord, not to see one another, dear God, but, Lord, we want to see you tonight, Father. Lord, I don't know, Father, what each person would have need of tonight, Father. But, Lord, they came through that door tonight with a need, Father. And, Lord, I know, Father, that the Prince of Peace is able, Lord, to come, Lord, and to walk right in, dear God, to where they're standing, Father. Lord, right where they're at in their life, in their walk with you, dear Lord. And, Lord, you're able to affirm yourself to them tonight, dear God. Lord, may the power of the Holy Ghost come tonight, Father, and be free, Father. Lord, may we pull you out of the corner, dear God. And, Lord, would we say, be free, you know, inside of the heart of the believer tonight, dear God. Lord, if the Word comes by, Father, Lord, may we be able to say amen to it and pull on it, dear God, I pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for these things. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. You love the Lord tonight. Amen. Well, it's certainly a privilege to be with you all again. It's kind of like a home away from home. You know, you're just all good people. We've always felt very welcome here. And I really appreciate the spirit that you all have, and Brother Tony has, and the hospitality that he's always shown us. It's just really good. Good to see Brother Timothy and his family, and Brother James and Sister Sharon. I've known them since I was just a little baby. You know, matter of fact, I came into the world, and they was probably some of the first faces I ever seen. They've been with me a long time, and I sure do respect them and certainly hold them in very high regard. You know, there's a man and a woman back there that's been through the fire.
Amen, that's right.
They've been down many a long road. They've stood toe-to-toe with the enemy, but you know what? He's still standing today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I really appreciate that tonight. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. We'll try not to hold you long tonight, but for a preacher, that don't mean nothing. When he says that. Amen. You love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I'd like to speak to you tonight on a thought. We need a fresh anointing.
Amen.
We need a fresh anointing.
Amen.
2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1 says, "And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel." God bless you. You can have your seats tonight for just a little while.
Amen.
You know, Brother Tony, as I walked in tonight, and my Brother Tony and I began to talk, and Brother Tony made the statement. He said, you know, you look at the world today, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember exactly what he said, but it had to do basically with this. He said, you look at the world today and it's falling apart, you know, and you look around and he said, you know, we're blessed people to be standing where we're at and to know what we know. And I begin to think, you know,
Brother Tony, you didn't have no idea where he was at tonight when he said that, but I begin to think tonight, you know, we need a fresh anointing. We need something that is going to hold us. Amen. I begin to think how that you know, it's easy for us to say that, you know, that you can always point back to a prophet, Brother Tony. You can always point back to the anointing that was on the prophet, but yet it's got to go beyond that anointing that was on that prophet. Amen.
Right.
You look at Elijah and Elisha, how that there was something that was happening here, and we're going to continue reading here in just a moment, but Elisha began to follow Elijah. Amen. And that was what? That was a word for his hour. That was the message of the day. Amen. And Elisha began to follow that, and he began to fall into suit behind that, Brother Tony.
Yeah.
And he began to follow that, and he began to talk to Elijah. And Elijah, down the scripture, is going to ask him, what would you have? What would your need be? And Elisha, he had the right answer. He said, I want a double portion of that anointing that you have. And I begin to think, you know, we need a double portion. We need a fresh anointing. I am so tired of sitting in a message churches and hearing today the same old rhetoric, the same old thing. You know, they can preach to you about the God of the prophet. They can preach to you about what the prophet said and this and that, but they can't live out the life. Amen. They can preach and they can, and you say, are you doing away with that? Absolutely not. We've got to have that, but we've got to have something much greater than that. We've got to have the fresh anointing like what was on that prophet, but we've got to have a double portion of that anointing. Amen. And I begin to think, you know, I want that anointing today, because in this last day of Laodicea, that is the only thing that is going to see me through to a rapture.
Amen.
Why? Because that is it. What is it? You can look, and the world's looking to this politician, or Donald Trump, or this politician over here, or Hillary Clinton, or somebody's going to change it and turn it all around. No, it's going down the pit of hell, and it's not going to turn around. Why? Because it is cursed. Amen. If we're watching prophecy be fulfilled right before our very eyes right now. You look at Russia. Where are they at today? They're in Ukraine. Watch Russia. They're beginning to arm up. They're beginning to build up. What's going to happen? There's going to be a great nuclear warfare one of these days, and we're going to be on the receiving end of it. Amen. And you look at that. Come on now. And you look at it, and you begin to see how that the world signs are coming into order.
Yes,
you
sir.
Look and you see how that they passed gay rights, how that everybody in every state in the United States has to marry them. Amen. Well, I say that whenever they come into a message church, at least Bowenville, whenever they come in there and they want to say, hey, I need married, we're going to say, hey, you can go down to the Baptist church and get married, or the Catholic church and get married, but it ain't going to happen here. Why? Because it is contrary to the Word of God, and I am tired of the world and preachers taking the message of the hour and the Word of God and watering it down. We want to sit in message churches today, and we want the preacher to tickle our ears and tell us how God loves us and how that God is love, but I am so tired of that. I want a message preacher that will stand there and tell me that if I don't change my ways, I'm going to hell. I don't want, come on somebody,
right.
I don't want to be standing there on that day of judgment looking at that preacher and saying, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me? But I want to be standing on that day of judgment, and if you're there, I want to be able to look at you and say, I told you the truth. Amen. And I am so tired of hearing how that we take the word and we make it as none effect. Come on, somebody. You make it as none effect. You take it and you begin to preach a message that the prophet of God preached without life. Come on, somebody. The letter killer. You can take that word of God. You can take the message of the hour, and I can rip each one of you to shreds. Come on, somebody. Without the life of Christ living inside of me, I can tear you apart. But yet, if that anointing lies on the inside of me, I will be able to come to you, and I'll be able to preach the gospel, and I'll be able to tell you, hey, Jesus loves you, but you have got to stop and think along your way.
Amen.
Come on. Quiet tonight. We're just getting started.
Keep going, brother. Amen.
I don't want a message that is watered down. I'm tired of watered down religion. You realize that you couldn't go to a nominal church and preach, as Brother Tony, they would have me packed out of that house, but out of that pulpit before I ever got done. Why? Because the world today can't bear reproach. They can't take criticism. They can't take the ridiculing of the word. Come on now. And even in messy churches, we sit there, and whenever the preacher starts preaching, hellfire and brimstone will set on him.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on now. But yeah, I'm telling you right now, you ought to be able to sit there. And if it's the word, I don't care if it tears the hide completely off of you. You ought to be able to say, I'm not where I ought to be, but that's the word, and God said so. That settles it. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But instead, we'll stand there and we'll look at the preacher like he's talking Greek. Huh? Why? Because he's not tickling my ears. He's not telling me what I want to hear. But he's telling me something that'll set me in a rapture.
Come on.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Huh? I don't want to be guilty of standing before God one day and be guilty of not preaching the gospel, the whole gospel, and nothing but the gospel. Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Oh, come on now. But you look, and I was kidding Brother Eric the other day because we've been preaching at home and along these same lines, and he was up in the study, and I walked up there. I looked at him, and I said, now look at me, brother. I said, I'm going down there, and I'm going to sit in that congregation. I said, but I want it straight. I said, I want it dripping with honey, and I want to know how much God loves me.
Praise God.
And he looked at me and he laughed and he said, well, you better go down the road. And I thought, you know what? That's right. But I looked at him and I was just playing with him. I said, I want it dripping with honey. I said, and I want you to speak smooth things unto my ears.
Oh,
we're much beyond those things now.
Yeah,
it's too late now to be talking to you and telling you how Jesus loved you, but now it's time to get the sinner into the fold. It's time to go out and compel him to come in. It's time to take our rightful position and stand on that word and conquer the gates of hell.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. It's time that we stand on the word and we do not apologize for it no longer. You realize you can sit there and you can tiptoe around it. Now, I'm not saying that you can't use wisdom. There's got to be wisdom used. Amen. But, you know, if the word says that it's wrong to cut your hair, you realize we got these young ladies growing up in the message of the hour, and all they hear coming across the pulpit is you can't cut your hair. But they're never, ever preached to as to why they can't cut their hair. Come on, somebody. Come on, where are we at today? Huh?
Yeah.
They're never preached, Brother Tony. It's never preached why we can't cut our hair. Well, the Bible says I can't do it, but why? You know, we owe it to our children to bring it down and show them scripturally and biblically. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
We owe it to them to show them in the scripture where the Bible says, hey, this is wrong and this is why it's wrong.
Yes, right.
Come on, somebody. We can't just look at them and say, well, you can't wear pants just because I said so. No, we've got to preach to them, ministers, and the gospel. We've got to preach it over the pulpit. We can't go around we can't be speaking parables no longer.
Right.
Come on, somebody. I can speak in parables and say so many things in parables and hope that you're catching it and reading between the lines. But I'm tired of preaching in parables. I'm ready to just preach the word of God. And if you like it, that's great. And if you don't, that's great too. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
Where are we at? Are we bride?
Yes.
Are we bride or are we serpent seed? I want to say I'm identified with the bride.
Yes.
I want to say there ain't enough criticism in this word that's going to offend me. Come on, somebody. I want to say you're not going to offend me whenever you tell me to stop wearing my shorts.
Right.
Come on.
Free.
Amen.
That's right.
A man running around in shorts with a feminine spirit on him.
Come on.
God have mercy.
That's right. Think about it.
With that feminine spirit on him. What makes him do that? Why does he run around in them shorts? Because he's got a feminine spirit.
Right.
Identify the devil for who he is.
That's
right. Amen.
I bless you, Brother Daniel.
Identify the devil for who he is.
That's right.
Let's preach the word. Let's take the sugar off of it. Let's give it straight.
Amen.
Let's give it straight. Let's stop sugarcoating it, Brother Tony, but let's get a band of God-filled ministers.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
Right.
You say, Brother Ben, you're pouring a lot on the ministers. Yeah, I am. But I'm pouring a whole bunch more on you and I.
Yeah.
Huh? Come on. You realize that we're the reason we are because of Brother Reynolds' said weak pulpits.
Right.
Woo!
Right. That's right.
Huh? Amen. We don't like preaching like this, but this is what it takes.
Right.
I'm tired of just living life and hearing things that are smooth to my ear. What happened to the preacher that laid in anguish?
Come on.
Yes. What happened to the preacher that laid in anguish, laying in bed at Saturday night, screaming and crying out to God, God, come and let me find you? What happened to that preacher that laid in anguish, screaming in agony, crying, saying that God, and coming out to the people and saying, look, Jesus loves you, but if you don't change, you're going to hell?
Right.
Amen.
What happened to those preachers? What happened to those Sunday school teachers that laid in anguish in their bed the night before they took their beautiful children into that Sunday school room and they began to talk with them? What happened to those children, those teachers that laid in anguish? Where are they at?
Yeah.
Where's those people that lay there and they agonize and they lay in agony? God, help me. Help me to show these children who you are.
Yes.
God, help me to show these children where we stand in this hour. God, help me to preach to these people a word that'll change them. God, help me.
That's right.
Not to sugarcoat it. And not to tiptoe around what the word is, but just to hit that devil right in the face and move on. And look, you, that's all in your spirit that you do it in. You can hit every devil in hell if you do it in the right spirit.
Right.
Come on, somebody. Whenever you take that spirit and you got that spirit right, Brother Tony, you can address anything in the church. Why? Because your spirit is right.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
There are some ministers that'll get behind the pulpit, and whenever they take the pulpit, their spirit is wrong.
Right.
And when they take that pulpit, everything that they say will be contradictory and it'll be counteractive.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
It can be word all day long. It can be pure word front to back. But if his spirit is wrong, it's wrong.
Right.
Amen. Is that what the prophet of God said?
Yeah.
Amen. So it can be word, but if the spirit is wrong behind the delivery, amen, then it's wrong altogether.
That's right.
What we need today is a fresh anointing.
Amen.
I'm tired of preaching of a yesterday message.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Oh boy, we're going to go there here in just a minute.
Yeah.
I'm tired of preaching of what happened in 1963 and 1965. Why can't it be happening in the message churches today? Why is it not in the blessed churches in operation today? Because we have not found our position yet. Woo!
God have mercy. I felt that.
Amen.
Huh? You say, Brother Ben, we had you come down here to encourage us.
Amen.
I got to believe that there's some eagle out there that's saying, God, feed me more.
Amen.
God, he's calling me an eagle. I hear Mama Eagle screaming out, get out of the barnyard and fly up into the heavenly. I got to believe there's an eagle sitting in amongst us tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my.
Right.
Well, you're all blessed. I'm leaving tomorrow. You only got to deal with me for the weekend. Verse 3 says in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 3, says, "And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yeah, I know it. Hold your peace." In other words, go away and leave me alone. I'm moving on.
Right,
amen. Is that all right?
Right.
Go away and leave me alone. There's enough out there to try to drag you down, Brother Daniel. There's enough out there to try to get you to stop just for a second. But what are you able to do? Go away and leave me alone. I'm moving forward. Yeah, you might have fell flat on your face today. I'm sure you did if you're human like I am. Huh? Amen, didn't you? Give me an amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Daniel messed up today. You know how I know?
Because he's sitting right there. And he's still human.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
Brother Tony messed up today. Yeah. The big man himself messed up. But you know the difference in Brother Daniel and Brother Tony is they're sinners saved by grace. Huh? You're a sinner. You're saved by grace. Amen. But you can you might have fell on your face, but it doesn't matter, Brother Daniel. You're going to move on. You can't lay there and sit there and look at that thing back here and let it hold on to you. You realize you're a prisoner to your past. Come on, you have a choice. You say, "Well, I'm waiting to get perfect before I go to church." Well, church, I just happened to find that church is a good place to get perfect. Huh? Letting imperfect people come to church. It's not the perfect ones I'm worried about. It's you guys. It's you guys. Amen, Brother Ben. That's right. Amen. Yeah, it's me I'm worried about, not you. It's me. You ought to look at it. You ought to say, if anybody's going to heaven, it's going to be me. What was it, Brother Branham preached? He said, one in a million. And if anybody's going to be that one in a million, it's going to be you, sis.
Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah.
Oh, it's not. It's going to be me. No, it's going to be me. I'll fight every one of you for it. You ever heard that? You say, "Well, you ain't very big, Ben." Yeah, but dynamite comes in little bitty packages. Huh? Little bitty. That's worth fighting for, Brother Tony.
Amen.
Right.
Just got to lighten up a little bit here. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He says, "Yeah, I know it. Hold your peace." Verse 4 says, "And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee." Look at him. Elijah is trying to discourage Elisha.
All right.
Stay here. You stay right here. But Elisha had something on the inside of him. Had something on the inside of him that would not be discouraged.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Had something on the inside of him. What was it, Brother Tony? It was a spirit laying on the inside that no matter what was thrown at him, no matter what kind of criticism come his way, he would keep pushing. Amen. He would keep pressing.
Amen.
Hey, what was he looking for? He was looking for Elijah's anointing, but not just Elijah's anointing, but a double portion of Elijah's anointing. Right. He was looking for a much greater anointing. Come on, somebody. You can't sit there and live in William Branham's day.
Right.
Lord have mercy.
Right.
Hey, take it off. Take the gloves off and let's just preach this message.
Amen.
Let's just preach the word.
Right.
You can't live in the glare of another age. You can't live in the day of 63 or 65. You can't live there.
Right.
Oh, God have mercy. But you've got to move on into. You've got to move into the adoption of sons.
That's right.
And the adoption of daughters, Brother Tony.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
All right, Brother Tony.
Yes, sir.
But we want to take it, and we want to say that you know. I better move off of that. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know, hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know, hold your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. Amen. He wasn't going to just lay down. Amen. But something inside of him said that I've got to be there when this Elijah departs.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Why? Because he had a promise at the end of that thing, Brother Tony. Come on.
Yeah. That's right. Amen.
Yeah. Boy, there's a lot there. Verse 7 says, And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. Amen. And it came to pass that when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee that a double portion of thy spirit be upon me.
Amen.
What was it that Elijah asked for? Elisha asked for. He said, I need a fresh anointing. I need a fresh anointing. I need one that whenever you're taken off of the scene, Brother Brandon, I mean Elijah.
That's right. Amen.
Come on. I need one that whenever you're taken off the scene, I need one that's going to hold me still. I need to know that when I come to that River Jordan, that I'm going to be able to take that mantle. Come on, somebody. That word, and I'm going to be able to defeat the devil with that mantle.
Yep.
Look, when Elijah was taken up, what did he do? He threw that mantle back. He threw that mantle back. Whenever Elijah was taken up, whenever William Branham was taken off the scene, then there was a mantle left.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen, Brother Ben. It's called the Word.
That's right. Amen.
He left that. What was it? God will take the man, but never the spirit. But we look and we say, well, look at what the prophet of God done. He was able to stand on the pulpit and he was able to say, You're so-and-so, Brother Timothy, and you live in Oklahoma, and you done this, and you have need of that, and this is why you're here. And he was able to reveal the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Where's that at today?
Right.
Come on. Where's it at today? It's right here.
I'm going to say this, and I hope you know what I mean. Laying dormant. Laying dormant. Dormant is no life there. Right?
Right.
But it's there all the same. Well, thank God. At least I got something to deal with, Brother Tony. At least I've got something. It's still there.
Amen.
But it's living inside of a bride today. But I want to be able to preach messages that will reach down into the heart of the believer and begin to stir up the Holy Ghost that lays inside of them. Come on, somebody. I don't want to. You sit there and you say, I felt a shiver go down my spine. I don't care if you felt two go down your spine. I don't care if you ran the aisles. If you ain't got the Spirit of God lying on the inside of you, you're dead.
On. He called me an eagle.
Amen.
He called me an eagle.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. These messages aren't easy to preach. not. But we need them.
Amen.
That's right.
You know why? Because it takes you and it provokes you to think.
Right.
It provokes you to seek God. It causes something inside of you to look and say, you know what, I'm lacking. God, I'm lacking. I'm not where I need to be.
Right.
And it causes you to earnestly and desperately seek Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
Man, y'all are quiet tonight.
Yeah.
I guess we're listening.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me clear something up. I'm taking nothing away from the prophet of God. We have to have that.
Right.
I hope everybody understands that.
Amen.
But what I'm saying is we've got to take the prophet's message and we've got to apply it in a way. We've got to be doers of that word. Amen.
Amen. Right.
We've got to be doers, not just hearers.
Right.
Not Amen. Just not part, not spectators, but participators.
Amen.
You know, nothing I hate worse than a spectator. Bro, Tony, you can be preaching your heart out, and it feels like sometimes all you have is a spectator. Come on, Amen, Bro Tony. Brother Daniel. Sometimes you're preaching your heart out and you feel like everybody's spectating.
Come on, right.
You're sitting there going, why am I the only participator? And you feel like I've left church many times and I've looked at my older brother and my pastor and I've said, oh man, I got grabbed through a knot hole backwards today.
Yeah.
Huh? Brother James, you ever been there?
Yes.
Nothing I hate worse than preaching to a spectator. I like preaching to a participator.
Amen.
I like preaching to one that will say, Amen! One that will agree with me and say, you know what, you're right. Oh, that hurt, but Amen!
Amen.
Oh my, you just looked at me and you called that devil right out.
Amen.
Right. Come on. Amen. I like a participator. I like one to say, Brother Timothy, you stepped on my toes, but you told me the truth.
Yes, right.
Hey.
Amen.
You know what that is? Devil! Get on out of here!
That's right.
I'm done with you, devil. You've held me long enough. I'm not going to be susceptible to your lying vanities another minute. You've lied to me. You've told me I'm unchristian long enough. Amen. I'm giving you notice, devil.
Amen.
You know, he'll keep you. He'll sit on that amen. Boy, he'll sit on that amen.
Yes,
right. Ooh, give me that tongue. He don't want that thing to get loose.
Amen.
Why? Because he knows that the word says that God inhabits the praises of his people.
Yes.
Oh God! We don't want the tongues of the bride to get loose.
Come on.
We don't want them to say amen. We don't want them to clap their hands. We don't want them to get excited because God will step on the scene. I say, whenever you're feeling down and out, you better amen even the harder.
That's right.
Yeah. You better clap your hands even the harder until you clap your devil out of your life. Come on, somebody. Let's beat that devil. Let's hit him in the face. I'm tired of standing here and being defeated. It's time that we have a fresh anointing, Brother James. It's time, Brother Tim, that you're able to amen the word without fear, without favor. Come on, somebody. It's time to push the enemy back. And it's time to possess the gates of the enemy. You can have a service like you've never had before, but you're going to have to amen your way, and you're going to have to press your way, and you're going to have to clap your way into it. Come on, somebody. You're going to have to say amen to that word, and you're going to have to create an atmosphere of worship. I need a fresh anointing, one that isn't scared of that devil, but one that will meet that devil and say, boo, devil.
Come on, somebody. Oh, beat that devil back. Don't put a cap on him and beat that devil back. Praise that presence down in the house today. Beat that devil back. Don't sit there and sit on it. But beat him back. Today is your day of deliverance. I need a fresh anointing. You need a fresh anointing. Because let me tell you something. You and whatever Elisha went on that side of Jordan with Elijah, he had Elijah with him. But whenever Elijah was taken up, come on, somebody. Whenever Elijah was taken off the scene, Brother Tony, Elisha was there to face the enemy alone. He wasn't alone, though.
Amen.
He was left there. He knew coming on that side of the Jordan, he was crossing Jordan with Elijah. But whenever Elijah was taken off of the scene, why did Elisha ask for a double portion? Because he knew that without Elijah, he was going to need something to hold him. Come on, somebody! He was going to need something much greater than he had already seen to hold him. What did he do? He grabbed a hold of that mantle, Brother Daniel. He grabbed that word. That Joshua ministry took a hold of that word. Come on now! That truth, oh my! We changed dispensations. Oh my, Moses was taken off the scene, but Joshua took the children of Israel on in too. What was it? They changed dispensations. Come on, somebody! They went from Moses to the Holy Ghost. Come on! Brother Brown said Joshua was the type of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Amen, Brother Ben. Oh my! What was it? The prophet was taken off of the scene, but it says that the dispensation changed to Joshua. That Holy Ghost took him on in too. Oh my! That Holy Ghost took him on into that promised land, Brother Tony. The prophet of God has been taken off the scene. But that Holy Ghost is that double portion. That is that fresh anointing.
Amen. Right.
That'll take you on in. My. I need a fresh anointing, Brother
Tony.
I need one so bad.
Amen.
I need to know. I need fresh manna. I need fresh manna. You know, I'm an eagle. I eat meat. I need fresh meat.
Amen.
I need a preacher to go dig into the unsearchable riches of God and go out and kill me something and bring it home. I need you ministers. I need me as a minister. I need to get diligent before God. Come on, somebody. I'm beating myself up today just like I am anybody else. I need to get diligent before God. And I need to say, God, let me search the unsearchable riches of Almighty God. Let me tap into the untapped resources. And let me deliver it to a bride to give her strength to take a rapture. I'm so tired of this old pest house, Brother Tony.
Yes,
I'm ready to take the gloves off and I'm ready to preach that word without fear, without favor. I'm ready to stand there and call right, right, and wrong, wrong. I'm ready to stand there and say that God is living inside of a bride today. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now go out and act like God.
Amen.
Now go out and act like he, because all that God was, he poured into Christ. All that Christ was, he poured into a many-member bride body that called you in Van Buren, Arkansas.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank God. You know why? Because I'm in Van Buren and that includes me.
Right.
I'm here and that includes me.
Amen.
Let's run that devil back out of here.
Amen. Yes, sir.
He comes into even this church and he starts creeping in.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
He comes into Moundville and he starts creeping in. Little by little by little. You get this brother against this brother and this sister against this sister and that one against that one. And all of a sudden you've got it going all through the church.
Right.
What is it? It's that enemy trying to get in there and divide us.
Right.
But there's power.
Amen.
In numbers.
Yeah.
Brother Daniel, I want you to go get a stick and I want you to break that stick. You're going to break it easily. And then I'm going to hand you another stick. And then I'm going to tell you, Brother Daniel, I want you to break them too. And you're going to break them easily. And then I'm going to give you three more. And I'm going to hand them to you. And I'm going to say, Brother Daniel, now I want you to break that. You're going to struggle a little bit, ain't you?
Yep.
And then I'm going to hand you a few more until finally that is an impregnable. Them sticks are impregnable, and now Brother Daniel can't break through those sticks. What? What are you saying, Ben? I'm saying that whenever your brother's down, instead of beating him while he's down, why don't you get down there with him on your knees and shake the gates of heaven?
Amen.
I'm saying, why don't you, you know, in a battle in the military, if there's a wounded warrior that goes down, them men in that platoon, they will not leave him there. Brother Daniel, if you're down, I'm not going to leave you there as long as I know you're breathing.
Amen.
As long as I know you're breathing, I'm not leaving you there.
Amen.
I'm coming back for you. Why? Because you're mine. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Catch that a minute. He's mine.
Amen.
He's a part of me.
Amen.
Timothy, I'm not going to leave you down.
Amen.
I'm not going to leave you there. I know you're struggling, but I'm not leaving you there. I'm going to get on my knees and I'm going to cover you with the blood.
Yeah.
What is it whenever a grenade comes into the midst? What are them soldiers trained to do? Jump on that grenade. Come.
Amen.
Come. Jump on that grenade. Why? Because it's better for one than all.
Yes.
And they tell stories of how that whenever that happens, that the men that do that don't even give it a thought. Why? Because they have been so trained.
Come on now.
Ha-ha! They have been so trained to where they are nothing. The military, come on, let's type this down spiritually just for a minute. The military, Brother Tony, takes them and they tear them down to where they don't even have a will.
Praise the Lord.
So when that grenade comes in, they don't think, God, how am I going to handle this? Instinct takes over because training says, I've got to eliminate the threat.
Come on now.
The Word says, it's wrong and cast it out.
Preach.
Never gave it a thought. I shunned the very appearance. Come on, somebody! Shun the very appearance of evil. Whenever that half-naked woman walks down the road, you brothers, come on!
Amen.
That's filled with the Holy Ghost. You better be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But whenever that happens, all of a sudden, something inside of you averts your eyes.
Come on.
What is it? It's your training. You've been trained.
Amen.
God have mercy.
Amen. Amen.
That training steps in. And all of a sudden, you turn your eye. Why? Because you shun the very appearance of evil, Brother Daniel.
Amen.
And you walk and you say, God, Lord Jesus, help me.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, help me. Oh my, I hope I'm speaking to eagles tonight.
Amen.
Oh my, I think I'm calling somebody an eagle.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
We need a fresh anointing, Brother Tony.
Amen.
What was it Elisha went on when they crossed the River Jordan? When Elisha crossed the River Jordan with Elijah, he crossed with Elijah. But whenever he went on that other side, he knew that he was going to have to cross that river again by himself. So whenever he came down to that River of Jordan, what did he do? He took that mantle.
Right.
And he smote that water. And let me tell you something, there was nothing in that mantle.
Right.
Right.
Think about it. I could give this shirt to Brother Timothy. There's nothing in the shirt. But whenever Elisha took that mantle, it wasn't the mantle striking the water.
Right.
But it was the spoken word that came out of
Amen.
Elisha's mouth
Right.
that parted the water.
Amen.
Well, thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
The mantle didn't do the parting. The first time, nor the second time.
Right.
What done the parting of the water?
the spoken word of God. Amen. We say he took that mantle, he smote the water. He said, where is the God?
Come on.
Amen.
He didn't say, where is the mantle of Elijah?
Yes.
No.
Where is the God?
Amen.
Of Elijah. You say, well, Brother Ben, they took the articles of clothing off of Paul and they passed them. I believe in those things.
Yes.
Right.
I wear one every time I minister. I believe in those things. My prophet prayed over that. I believe in those things. But that is a piece of cloth.
Right.
But it's my faith that I have in the spoken word behind the cloth.
Come on.
Come on, somebody, identify it. It's the faith that I have. It's behind the word.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we get tripped up on the technicalities.
Yeah. Come on.
Yes.
We do.
Yes.
I do. Come on, I do. We get tripped up on the technicalities whenever really the technicalities ain't going to see you through to a rapture.
Right.
It's the word.
Right.
You know, whenever I'm up here quoting William Branham, I don't put every in there.
That's right.
I don't do it. Because it... Don't take this wrong. It's not relevant.
That's right.
Yes.
Is that all right, Brother Tony?
Yes, it is.
Right.
But it's the meat of the word that I'm trying to get to.
Amen.
I'm trying to deliver to you the essence.
Amen.
Of the message. I'm trying to deliver to you the essence of the word. Amen.
That's right.
Verse 8 says, Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither. And so they too went over into dry ground. I always back up one verse. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me, a fresh anointing. Verse 10 says, and he said, thou hast asked a hard thing, nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so.
Amen.
And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and a horse, and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, oh my, what was it? Elisha, the bride.
Yes.
Come on. I hope you put that together, man. Yes. The bride saw the opening of the word.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. The bride saw the opening of the word. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into pieces. He took also the mantle of Elijah that fell on him, and he went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Amen. What was it? He took that word. We're typing that mantle as the word.
Come on.
He took that word and he packed it on. He didn't let it die in 1965.
Right. Right.
Come on, he didn't let it die with Paul. But he took that word and he packed it on.
Amen.
Let me tell you right now, you have a responsibility, bride, to pack that word on.
That's right, amen.
Huh? I have a responsibility as a young man to pack this word on.
That's right.
Fell on him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan and took the mantle of Elijah that fell upon him, fell from him, and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Amen.
And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest.
Amen.
On Elisha.
Right.
That spirit had to go somewhere.
Right.
And that spirit of Elijah doth rest
Now, what do we do with that man? What will you do with that man? We know where it lies. And we've been preached to and preached to and preached to about it. But one of these days, it's going to become alive. But not only will it become alive, but it is becoming alive in the bride today.
Amen.
It is becoming alive in the bride today. You look around. You know, I got people that will come to me, some subcontractors that work for me. And when they need prayer, they'll come and find me. Why? Because they identify with something. They know something is different about me.
Praise God.
What is it? Brother Tony, you probably dealt with the same thing. They'll come find you. Why? Because they know that your prayer moves the hand of God.
Amen.
On their behalf. Brother James, they'll come and find you. Why? Because they have confidence in your prayer. Because they know that God moves when you pray. Why? Because that spirit of Elijah lies on the inside of you.
Lord.
Right. Or it better.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Or better.
Yes.
Where is the God of Elijah?
Come on.
Right here.
Amen. Amen.
I'm looking at the God of Elijah today.
Amen.
I'm looking at the message fulfilled.
Yeah.
Whoa. You're the fulfillment.
Right.
Right. The word of this hour.
Amen.
That devil is a coward.
Amen.
Since you are so powerful.
Come on.
Look at her. Is she powerful in this sitting right here? No. She's weak in the flesh. But that spirit that lies on the inside of her is power beyond imagination.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
What is it? She could do many things, Brother Daniel. She could walk out here and she could wear pants. She could cut her hair.
No, Ben, don't get on dress code.
You could wear makeup. I could look at you and not tell you. I could set you right beside another worldly person and not tell you to tell the difference between you. But there's something on the inside of her that causes a difference to be manifested on the outside. You've got message people. We got people sitting in the church today that raise their hands. They clap their hands. They look the part. They talk the part. They say, thank you, Jesus. And they walk out on Monday morning in their pants covered up in paint.
Yeah. Have mercy.
Okay. And then you have my wife that walks in on Sunday morning. She'll raise her hands. She'll clap her hands. She'll sing the songs of Zion. And Sister Vicky will sit right beside her and do the same thing. And Monday morning, they look the same way that they did sitting on the pew
Amen.
Sunday morning. What is the difference? The seed lying on the inside manifesting who they are.
Amen.
The anointing of God. Okay. Now we're going to be honest. This sis, any of these sisters in here, at one point in time, and maybe still today, they'll look at these other women and they'll say, you know what, I wish I could do that. Come on! Come on! Let's be honest. Take your halo off and let's not say, well, we're too holy for that. No, you're not! Because you're human. Let's just be honest. Honesty's good. Man, I wish I could look like that. Sisters,
Amen.
Thank you. But something inside of them will not allow them to cross that line.
Thank God.
Amen.
Brothers, there's sometimes there's something inside of you that says, man, if I could just get in a pair of shorts today. Come on. Let's take our halos off. Maybe it's not shorts. Put whatever it is there. I don't care what it is. I can be honest. I don't want to wear shorts. But there's lots of things in this world I'd like to do. Brother Ben. Hey, you know what I'm telling you? I'm telling you that it's okay to be human. Come on, don't set on me. Come on, you're heavy. You're heavy. Don't set on me. Preach with me.
Amen.
You know, I don't like pulling the wagon by myself. It's no fun. I like it whenever Brother Tony gets off and he lends a shoulder. I like it when Brother Timothy gets off or this sister right here gets off and lends me a shoulder. You know, you're all heavy. Get off and push. Huh? Don't set on me.
Preach.
I move too fast. You're going to be wore out by the time we're done. Be better just to get off of me and help me. But there's something inside of you, brother, that won't allow you to cross the line.
Amen.
Does it change the fact that you're still human? No. Does that make you going to hell? No. Because these sisters look at something and say, man, I wish I could do that. Does that make them go into hell? No! Hey, you know, we all want grace for ourselves, but whenever it's somebody else, we want to hold the gun to their head. That's right. But you can sit there and in your holiest way, you can sit there in the holiest of holies and still be human and be a sinner. Well, amen, Brother Ben.
Amen.
Does that make you unsaved? No! That makes you a sinner saved by grace.
Right. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Amen. Somebody ought to be jumping over them pews right now. Because you know what the devil does? He tries to let you to look at your humanity.
Right.
Come on. He defeats you on the grounds of humanity 99% of the time, brother. He'll defeat you on the grounds of your humanity. Come on. Right. Let's hit that devil right in the face.
Amen.
Defeat you, brother, on your grounds of humanity. Little does what is it? Hey, you realize that even Paul said, those things that I would, I do not.
Right.
And those things that I would not, I do.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, why did he have, and I don't know, actually this might be a table quote because I don't know that I've actually read it. So take it for what it's worth, unless it's right. He hung that cross in his mirror. And I can't remember where I heard it, but it seemed, I don't know if I read it or if somebody said it. But he had that cross hanging in the mirror of his automobile. And he told one brother, told one brother one time, he said, do you know why I have that cross right there? He said, because whenever an indecent woman will walk by, he said, I'm able to take my eyes off of her and put it to the cross.
Amen.
Show the humanity of man.
Right.
That's right.
Even the prophet of God.
That's right.
Amen.
You realize how empowered you are?
Amen.
You realize what kind of power the Word just administered to you?
Amen.
Oh my goodness. You realize what kind of power the Word just administered to you? It's okay. But my grace is sufficient.
Amen.
My grace is sufficient for thee! I knew you were a human. And that's why I hung between heaven and earth.
That's right.
As the perfect sacrifice. You know why, Brother Daniel? Because you could never be.
Right.
You could never be that perfect sacrifice.
Right.
I could never be.
But I'm so glad that I had one.
Amen.
That was
that's
awesome.
Right.
Amen.
You understand what we can feel tonight. If you'll come tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before You tonight, dear God, and Lord, we thank You, Lord, for Your Word, Father. Yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, it comes by, Father, and Lord, it'll rebuke, Father, and it'll chastise, dear God, but Lord, all at once, Father, it'll also come back around, dear God, and Lord, it'll begin to lift up, Father, it'll begin to nurture, Lord. Lord, how we're so thankful for You, dear God. Lord, I ask, dear God, that, Lord, You would take, Father, what we've heard tonight, dear God. Lord, would we be able to apply it, Father, to our lives, dear God. Lord, I don't know, Father, what these people had need of, dear God, but, Lord, I got to rest, Father, in knowing, Lord, that Your Word is anointed tonight, Father. Lord, I got to rest, Father, knowing, dear God, that, Lord, You came by, Lord, and You spoke, Father, to these people, Lord. Lord, I ask You, Father, Lord, if I've said anything, Father, that would be wrong, Lord, then I ask You forgive me, Lord. I don't mean those things, dear God, but Lord, I ask, Father, that Lord, You would come, Lord, quicken the Word to us, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Quicken it to us, dear God, that we might be, Lord, able to wage a good warfare, Lord. Lord, I ask, Father, that Lord, You would just take it, Lord, and give us a greater revelation and understanding of it, dear God. Lord, we love You and thank You for these things. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, tell me if You'll come tonight. Lord, if You'll play something.
Amen.
Lord, and fall upon him, dear God. Lord, may you, dear God, Lord, step down, Lord. And Lord, would you fall upon him, Lord, that Lord, he can go out, Father, Lord, wage a good warfare against the enemy tonight, Lord. Lord, would you grant him, Father, give him encouragement, Lord. Give him strength tonight, Father. In Jesus' name. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, for my brother tonight, dear God, Lord, I ask, Father, that you would move on his behalf, dear God. Lord, you see, Father, Lord, what he has need of tonight, Lord. Lord, I don't know his heart, Father, but Lord, you know all things, dear God. Lord, if it's answers and questions, dear God, then Lord, would you come, Lord? And Lord, would you begin to open up your mind to him, Lord? Would you begin to show him, Father, and reveal yourself to him, Lord? Lord, if it's financial, Father, Lord, would you move on his behalf? Lord, if it's spiritual, dear God, move on his behalf, Lord. Lord, if it's physical, dear God, Lord, I don't know, Lord. But Lord, you know all things tonight, dear God. Lord, I ask, Father, that you would come to him, dear God. Lord, encourage him, dear God. Give him strength tonight. Lord, we'll give him to you tonight in Jesus' name.
Elisha was given that choice. And of all the things that he could have asked for, look at what he asked for. He was so inspired with what he'd seen in the ministry in the life of Elijah that that's what he wanted. And he didn't want it. He liked it so much he didn't want it just in one single portion, but he wanted it in the double. Brother Ben kind of mentioned this a while ago, that Elijah is a type of Jesus Christ. The word Elijah means my God is Jehovah. The word Elisha is my God is salvation.
Yep.
And that's a type of Jesus Christ and the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Jesus said, these things that I do and greater things than these, you'll do, right?
Amen.
Brother Ram said, not that we would do greater things, but because there's more of us, we're doing the same thing, so there's more of it. More of the same things
right.
that Jesus did, the bride of Christ was
Amen.
Doing. So the Bible records that Elisha, when he went forth in that double portion, now he's got the same spirit upon him Elijah had on him. He went forth and did twice the things, twice as many miracles, twice the ministry that Elijah had. Now, this is a type of Jesus Christ and his bride. It's also a type of this day, of the ministry of this day,
Amen.
And the bride of Christ of this day.
That's right.
Right? And so, the Bible is telling us that if you want to know what we're supposed to be in this hour, you just heard it tonight.
Amen.
You just heard exactly what the bride of Christ is to be, because she is to be, have that double portion of the ministry that was upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
A double portion of Amen. The ministry that was upon the prophet William Branham. So what Jesus did, we do.
Amen.
And what was exhibited in the ministry of William Branham, we do. I'm not talking about discernment. I'm not talking about the prophet. But the restoration of the Word of God in this
That's
hour.
That's right.
And when he rebuked Jezebel, guess what we do?
Right.
Come on now.
Right? When he rebuked the dress code and all the things like that, what do we do?
Right.
We have no choice. Because what? It, just like the military, like you said, the military takes so much out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Until you don't have your own choice now. You don't even have a thought coming. It's your commander.
That's right.
And when your commander speaks, you just go to it. See, and that's exactly what we're talking about. So we come to the place where, you know what? It's not my will, it's not my desire, but it's the anointing that God has put in us, and that's what it's about. Amen. So we don't want to chase after our thinking, after what the world thinks or whatever, right. But what the Word of God says.
Amen.
And regardless of what the world thinks, God was with that man.
Oh, yeah.
God was with that man who stood there and preached against the clothesline and preached against Jezebel religion, preached against all those things and men wearing shorts and all, you name it. God was with that man while he was standing there preaching that.
Amen.
And you know what? He'll be with you when you hold true to that same thing.
Amen.
So that same spirit has got to come on us and has come upon us, but that's who we are.
We are that
double portion ministry.
Amen.
So now you know what we have to stand for in this hour.
Yes.
Right, so when he said it, we've got to say it, right? So it makes it, brings it right around to that, to understand. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, he said, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," and they said he's calling for Elijah because he said Eli, Eli.
Uh-huh.
But what the scripture said, he was saying, my God,"
right?
Because my God, Elijah, my God is Jehovah. Elisha, my God is salvation. Where's the salvation lay?
Come on then.
With his bride.
Amen.
She's the possessor of that salvation. It was given to her. That's what it was all about. So she's just as much part of that same ministry as he was. She's just another unfolding of it.
Amen.
Right? And so we have to have a place to stand. You know, he mentioned there about the men wearing shorts and that sort of thing. And you know, a lot of people think, well, I don't want to hear that kind of stuff. I don't need it or whatever. But it's like you said, it's in the Bible.
Sure. Right.
But you know, I could take the brothers in the back room, and I'm out in the sun a lot, and I could show you the tan up to here.
Yep.
And I could show you the tan up to here. And I could show you the tan right there on the back of my neck. And that's the only place you'll see it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the only place you will see on me that's tanned.
Amen.
I do that for a reason, because my God said so, right?
Amen.
And it's like he said, there's a reason why. And I don't want to take something, lie to the devil, and have him convince me that it's okay to do something.
Right.
Because as soon as I do that, that anointing is now what's living inside me.
Amen.
And they bring in more like him. You understand?
That's right.
So when God tells us something, he tells us for a reason.
Right.
He tells us something for our protection. So when he says, don't look, don't look.
Amen.
Because if you look, it's going to be something that's bad. It's going to come up on you, right?
That's right.
And so when he says, don't dress this way, and don't go to these places, and don't listen to this, and don't do that, it's all for your protection.
Amen.
God is not a clown.
That's right.
He doesn't play around, and he's not saying these things to make you have a bad day.
Amen.
He's saying these things because they're life.
Amen.
There's life in those things. And when we transgress the Word of God, death starts moving in.
Right.
That's why we have to have a pure gospel.
Amen.
Brother Ram said so many times, one word is all it took. I was witnessing to someone this week, and that's what I said. One word is all it took.
Yep.
I'll bring this whole thing to the what it is now. It'll take every word.
Oh,
every
word. Every word.
Right? Every word to get us back and for it to be. And that's what this living gospel is now. Every word.
Amen.
Man, we can't compromise. This is not the hour to compromise. Not on the job.
Amen.
Not in the pulpit. Amen. Not in our private life.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Ben's right. We are humans.
Oh, yeah.
And as long as we're in this flesh, you'll always have that guy bugging.
Sure, right.
He'll always be suggesting to do this and suggesting to do that, because that's the way it lays. That's just a human grab bag. That's what it is. But when you can look inside and you see something else in
that's
there that says different. And you might have a struggle, and you might have a fight, and you might fall once in a while if you don't, you know. But when that happens, is when you see that down inside you that keeps pulling you, keeps holding you, like you said a while ago, something keeps holding me.
Amen.
Because we would not be fighting for this gospel tonight if something wasn't holding us.
That's right.
That's right.
If something wasn't holding us, we wouldn't be here in this room tonight,
right,
worshiping God and speaking of the things of God.
Amen.
Amen. So there's a lot of work for us to do. There's a gospel for us to live right now. And you know what? Before we can take it out there to the world, we got to have it right. Right here. We got to have it right in our own walk at home.
Yes. That's right.
Before we'll ever take it to anybody else.
That's right.
And I've said it before, but, you know, in different ways. But it'll never, we'll never strike success out there with the sinners on the street like we need to until.
Amen.
Until. It was when David won the battles in secret that made him victorious in the open.
That's right.
And the scripture said that right there. That you go into your prayer closet and the God who sees in secret will reward you openly.
Right.
And if you fail in the secret, you'll fail openly. But if you'll say you will succeed in your own personal walk behind closed doors when nobody else is around in your prayer closet with you in Christ, if you'll win that victory right there, I'll tell you what, you'll come out of there like David came out toward Goliath.
Amen.
And all around we'll see if you take that Goliath, that devil down.
Amen.
But that's the way it works. We want to go out with all the glory, but you can't go out there. You got to be that, like I said a while ago, you got to be the lamb.
Amen.
First. Amen. So we have a gospel. How many knows you need a new one, a fresh anointing?
Amen.
We do every day, yes, for sure. Yes. But we need a fresh anointing. And you know what? I know we'll have it.
Oh, yeah.
I know we'll have exactly what God tells us that we need. He'll give it to us right at that time. But you know what? We got to keep in the presence of the Word.
Amen.
I mentioned the other day, because the wheat cannot go into the barn until that sunshine has baked all the greenness out of it.
That's
and
right.
We have to stay in the presence of the Word. So stay in the presence of the Word. Amen. You love the Lord.
Amen.
I appreciate what Brother Ben said tonight, and he is here tonight as an evangelist. I give him the liberty to be an evangelist. He didn't say anything that offended me,
Amen.
And I hope he didn't say anything that offended you. Because if he did, you just tell me, and then I'll talk to you some more until you understand that what the man said was right. Amen. We are humans. But God has invested everything into you, right?
Amen.
And He's going to present that bride to Himself without spot or blemish, any wrinkle or any such thing. We are that people.
Amen.
And that victory is soon. I was telling Brother Ben back there just a little while ago, I said, you know what? It's going to happen soon. Because if it doesn't happen real soon, God's going to have to put a lot of things on pause. There's a lot of things that are going on in this earth that we've been waiting on for years that's happening right now, and there's not much left to happen.
Yeah.
So if we don't get a body change soon, God's going to have to put some stuff on pause. That's how near it is.
Amen.
All you got to do is just look at the newspaper
and
listen to what's going on, and you can see.
That's right.
That's the way it is. You know, the night that Sodom burned, think about it. The night that they burned, those men of Sodom weren't content just to be what they were, but they wanted to force themselves.
Yep. Right?
Right? And it was that night that they burned. Okay? So it's close. That's just one of many ways to look at it. It's close.
Amen.
But God promised that if you stay with the Word, you are the bride of Christ, and He's promised you a way out of here. Amen. So He's all of our hope today. Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord. Let's give the Lord an applause for His Word. Amen. We certainly want you to come back in the morning. We'll be here at 10 o'clock. Or 10:30?
10:30.
Sometimes you have a brain freeze. 10:30.
Yeah.
And we set it at 10:30 because of the family that used to be here were farmers, and they hadn't been here for a long time. So, you know, but we stayed with 10:30 because that works out for us pretty well. We get out a little bit later, and that kind of helps when trying to find a restaurant, even though a lot of times we have trouble anyway. But anyway, we want you to come back and be with us in the morning. Be in prayer. I want the Lord just to go ahead and continue speaking to us, and there'll be more saints here in the morning, perhaps, that are here tonight. Amen. But these messages are recorded, and I hope you don't mind, they're going to web. Everybody's going to know what you're going to preach, you know. That's good, right?
Yes.
Don't worry, they're getting their ear full. They're writing down and making a list of who preaches what. They've been doing it for a long time. That's all right. Because they're not our God. Amen. We're not big shots, but we do love the Lord. And we want His Word to be supreme. And so God bless you. We'll just bow our heads in prayer just for a moment. Brother Tim, maybe have a closing song as we dismiss. Lord Jesus, we thank You tonight for the things that we've heard. Lord, it's been good to be in Your house tonight. It's been good together with Your saints and to hear the words of eternal life, Lord. And yes, it's true in this hour. We do need an extra anointing upon us, Lord, a fresh anointing upon us. And Lord, we know that You're the one to give it to us. And we want to just position ourselves in the presence of Your Word and have our minds stayed upon You, knowing, Lord Jesus, that You'll bring to pass everything that You promised. And we want to seek You, Lord. We ask that You would help us tonight, Lord. And not just tonight as we go forward, we ask, God, that You would help us, Lord, to seek Your face. Because we know in every pattern that's ever been in the Scripture we see, God, when people would talk to You and cry out to You and seek Your face, Lord, You always came to the rescue and gave them what they need. Lord, it won't be any different in this day. So I pray, God, that You would help us, Lord, just to enter into that burden, Lord, the burden of the Word is to come to pass in this hour. Let it burn within our hearts and to seek Your face. Lord, I just pray that You go with each one of your traveling persons tonight. Bless the visitors, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name.